everybody. Welcome to English Digest. My name is Tom.
Hi, I'm Stephanie.
And today we're going to talk about literature, books and poetry, prose and all that kind of stuff that you can sit down with and read on a nice rainy night. Listen to some soft music while you're curling up with a very wonderful novel. Today we're going to talk about a novel by an American Chinese writer named Amy Tan. I've heard people say tan before because it looks like the word tan for the color tan. But in any case, this is a novel written by Amy Tan, who's from the San Francisco Bay Area, if I'm not mistaken. And she's written several novels. This was probably the one who put her on the map, or which put her on the map, called The Joy Luck Club. And we're talking about Stories from the Heart, The Joy Luck Club. Again, this was both a book and later was made into a movie.
Yeah, it was a best-selling novel. It came out in 1989, and then it was turned into a movie in 1993. I did see the film. Tom saw it, too, but it was a while ago. But I did enjoy it. It was fun to see a different culture on screen. And it was very popular, actually. She's still a very popular author. She's gone on to write other books. Maybe you've heard of some of them. The Kitchen God's Wife, The Bone Setter's Daughter. That one's pretty famous, too. And she also has interviews on the internet you can listen to if you want to hear her talk more about her own writing. She's pretty famous. Now, she's a descendant of Chinese parents, but she was actually born in the U.S. So she grew up there, but she knows what it's like to kind of live in two different cultures.
Can we actually call her an ABC, or is that a bad thing to call somebody?
I don't think it's bad. You'd have to ask the Chinese here if they like to be called ABC, which just means American-born Chinese.
Right. I've heard that term only here. I haven't heard people use it in the United States, so I don't know if it's a good word to use or not. But in any case, she's an American-born Chinese, an American of Chinese descent, and she wrote several novels, which are quite popular.
So actually, Tom, yes. You know what? I lived in New York before coming back to Taiwan, and we used ABC there, too.
Oh.
I think if you live in an area with a lot of Chinese people, you'll come up with these terms, and they actually do use ABC in New York. It's not a bad word.
Well, it's also confusing because I, too, am an ABC, an American-born Caucasian, American-born white guy, so I can be called an ABC, too, and I don't mind, so call me an ABC all you want. Okay, let's begin our lesson now, everybody, by reading through our lesson for today, and then we're going to talk about it.
From Greek myth to Shakespeare, conflict between parent and child has long been a staple of great literature. Amy Tan's The Joy Luck Club is a modern retelling of this age-old theme. The best-selling novel explores the relationships between four Chinese mothers, Su Yuan Lindo, Ying Ying, and An Mei, and their American-born daughters, June, Waverly, Lena, and Rose. As the women recall their past and reflect on their present circumstances, we get a touching look at how they overcome generational and cultural misunderstandings. The novel opens with June learning she has twin sisters living in China whom she never knew. After she is urged to visit them and tell them about Su Yuan, who has recently passed away, June comes to re-examine her relationship with her mother. As she prepares to set off, she realizes how Su Yuan encouraged her and showed her love. This allows her to forgive her mother for seemingly never being satisfied with her achievements. As a child, Waverly gave up chess to get back at her mother Lindo. She didn't succeed, however, because her mother is as strong-minded as she is. Now as an adult, Waverly blames Lindo's constant criticism for ruining her marriage. Waverly confronts her mother, leaving Lindo, who believes she is merely being truthful, baffled and saddened. Eventually, though, mother and daughter make up, realizing how alike they actually are.
If Okay, it's time to talk about today's unit on literature, Stories from the Heart, the Joy Luck Club. Now, the first sentence here says, from Greek myth to Shakespeare, conflict between parent and child has long been a staple of great literature. So we're talking about a range of time here, going from way back in history, from Greek myth and Shakespeare up to the present day. There are lots of conflicts between parents and their children. In Greek mythology, I'm sure Zeus had problems with his children. And in Shakespeare, of course, we're always talking about problems of Hamlet and his mother having problems and stuff like that. Well, conflict between parent and child has long been a staple of great literature. And a staple of something is something that you have regularly, okay? Something that you use often or experience often. For example, a staple of my diet is rice, because I live here in Taiwan. It's a staple. It's something I eat all the time because it's so easy to eat and you can get quick energy from it.
Mm-hmm. For Americans, a staple of our diet would be bread, of course. Mm-hmm. For the Greeks, they use olive oil a lot. Or for the Italians, pasta would be a staple of their diet. Well, a staple of great literature is just seeing a lot of conflict in these novels. You know, parents disagreeing with each other. You have a lot of those sorts of arguments in families. Well, Amy Tan's book, The Joy Luck Club, is a modern retelling of this age-old theme. Age-old means it's been around forever, and it's a theme or topic that most people are familiar with. But she's putting it into a modern setting, and she's retelling it using some of her own background and her own experience with different cultures, the Chinese culture and the American culture, and how it affects the mother-daughter relationship.
Mm-hmm. Or more specifically, the conflict between Eastern and Western cultures here, between the more traditional mothers from China and the modern girls who grew up in the United States. Okay, well, this best-selling novel explores the relationship between four Chinese mothers, and their names are Su Yan, Lindo, Yinying, and Anmei. And they have four daughters who were born in the United States, or they are American-born, June, Waverly, Lena, and Rose. So there you got the four mothers and the four daughters, and this novel and movie will follow their stories kind of independently. Here's one mother and her daughter, here's the other mother and her daughter, et cetera, et cetera. And it kind of brings them all together because I think these women got together to play Mahjong or something.
Yeah,
and that's
right.
Why it was called the Joy Luck Club, because they were all part of the same group of people who got together every Sunday or something like that.
Yeah, I think this Joy Luck Club actually started in China. By one of the mothers before she even came over to the U.S. And they would get together and play Mahjong while they were eating, of course. You can't get together and play Mahjong without some good food. But it's interesting how the book is written. It's actually divided up into these four sections. And they'll focus on each mother and her daughter at one time. And so it's fun to see this movie because it just sort of goes through each person's experience with the mother and the daughter and how they got along, and you never get bored. You're always interested because it changes very quickly. You have four different stories.
Mm-hmm, indeed. And of course, each of them will recall their past. So to recall just means to remember something that happened in the past. Because someone might ask me, hey, Tom, what's that woman's name over there? And I think, oh, I can't recall. I don't remember. I know I met her before, but I can't remember her name. I can't recall. But here the women can recall their past. They remember and they recall them. They talk about things that happened to them before, and they also reflect on their present circumstances. So to reflect on something means you not only remember it, but you also kind of interpret it. What does it mean, okay? How did it get you here? How might it have been different if you had done things differently, etc.? So you kind of reflect on it and maybe feel a little nostalgic about it, perhaps.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're talking about your circumstances, that means the things that are happening to you or the situation situation you are in, the people you're with, the kind of place you live in, the things you have to do, your health, those are your present circumstances.
It sounds like they're trying to put their past together with their present. You know, if you reflect on something, you think about it very deeply. You kind of ponder what's going on in your lives. And this happens a lot as mothers get older, I think, and daughters look back and think, wow, am I becoming more and more like my mom? Or why am I in the situation I'm in right now? Well, that's what happens when you reflect on your situation, the circumstances that you're in, and how it relates to your past, how they're connected. And this is a good way to kind of evaluate what's going on in your own life. Well, while they're doing their recalling of their past and reflecting on their present circumstances, the audience gets a touching look at how they overcome generational and cultural misunderstandings. Now, most of you out there know what it's like to try to communicate with your parents. Sometimes we call this a generation gap, where your parents see things a certain way and you have a different take on it or a different viewpoint. Well, sometimes when you're seeing things from a different perspective, you have these generational misunderstandings. You think you're looking at the same thing, but you come away with a different interpretation entirely. Well, what makes this even more difficult in this book is the mothers grew up in China, so they have a different cultural background as well. So they're seeing things from how they grew up and comparing it to today. And the girls grew up in America, but still had a lot of association with the Chinese culture just because they were raised in a Chinese home, at least with their mother.
Right. And there might be similar problems here in Taiwan, too, because life nowadays is very different from how it was before, because modern Taiwan is, being heavily influenced by Japanese and American culture and stuff like that. So there might be some generational conflicts, and maybe to a certain degree cultural ones, although not so pronounced as they would be in the United States, because we're talking about people from China and then these children growing up in the United States and being basic Americans there, but also having to go home and deal with their parents at the end of the day. Everybody would see things differently and they would have conflicts, quite extensively about that.
Yeah.
Okay, well, we'll actually talk about the plot of the novel in just a couple of seconds here, everybody. But right now we're going to listen to our Chinese teacher and then we'll be right back.
Hi everyone, this is Jenny. 今天我们要看的是 The Joy Luck Club. 好，我们看文章的开头 From Greek Myth to Shakespeare. 这表示从希腊的神话一直到莎士比亚的时代。那后面提到有关于亲子之间的冲突，一直都是文学的主题。那我们看 staple 通常我们会来指一个地区的主食，像比如说我们讲 rice is the staple here in Taiwan。可是呢，在这个句子里头的 staple 指的就是主要的题材，也就是 the major part of great literature。好，我们再往下读。那下一句里头提到 Amy Tong 的这本书《喜福会》，它事实上呢用这个古老的主题，可是是以现代的叙述手法来表现。而这本畅销书呢，其实要谈的是四个中国的母亲跟他们在美国出生的四位女儿之间的故事。那我们往下跳过一句，下面接着说 As the women recall their pasts and reflect on their present circumstances. 好，这边 recall 是代表回忆 their past, 这个 past 加了 s。通常我们常常说是 in the past, 代表是在过去。那 past 如果当名词的解释用作单数的时候，比如说 everybody has a past, 表示每一个人他都有一个过去。那这里呢就是指这四位女性她们在回溯她们过去的故事，所以 past 由单数形变成了复数形。好，我们再看到下面一个片语是 reflect on， reflect 再加 on 这个介系词，后面再加受词，相当于是 think about something， 也就是思考沉思，她们沉思她们现在的环境。好，后面又提到 We get a touching look. Touching 代表形容词，感人的。 那从这当中我们可以看到这些女性们怎么去克服代之间的隔阂还有文化差异，然后这当中看到她们感人的那一面。
And we'll be right back to our program in just a moment, but first, a short break.
Welcome back to English Digest, everyone. I'm Stephanie. I'm here in the studio with Tom today. We're taking a look at some great literature, a book called The Joy Luck Club by Amy Tan. Now, it really is focused in on this great staple of American literature, literature found all over the world, and that's conflict between parent and child. And her Joy Luck Club is just a modern retelling of this old theme that we've seen around for generations of time. It became a very successful movie as well. In 1993, it came out on the big screen. Well, it really deals and explores with the relationships between four Chinese mothers who grew up in China and then made their way over to the U.S. and had their families here, and how they deal with their American-born daughters. Now, each of these women recall their past, and then they reflect on their present circumstances. And the audience, or the reader, gets a really touching look at how these women all are able to overcome generational and cultural misunderstandings. And now we're going to focus a little bit more on the contents of the novel, what the story's like.
Well, the novel opens with June, one of the daughters, learning or finding out that she has twin sisters living in China whom she never knew. So she finds this out at the beginning of the story that she has twin sisters and she never knew they existed. She never met them before, and I think she will eventually meet them as the story continues. Well, she is urged to visit them and tell them about Su Yan. And, of course, Su Yan recently passed away. So after she is urged to visit them, she comes to re-examine her relationship with her mother. So I suppose this was pretty important for her to find this out, that she has twin sisters, because she probably knows that those twin sisters came from her mother. So this is a part of her mother's life that she doesn't know anything about. And she knows it's probably important now to understand that part of her life in order to understand her mother a little better.
Yes, Su Yuan unfortunately had to leave behind these two twin girls and then made her way to America and started a different life. So her mom has just passed away and she has this feeling that she needs to go visit her twin sisters in China. She's never met them before. This will be a new experience. And this is when June comes to re-examine her relationship with her mother. Now, when you examine something, you look at it closely, you're trying to make connections, figure something out. To re-examine means you've done this before, but you feel like you don't quite have the right answer. So you go back and you start over. You look at things again a second time. Now, as she prepares to set off or leave for China, she realizes how Su Yuan encouraged her and showed her love. So this is a good realization. She's lost her mom. That's a tough time when you lose a parent. And you go through a lot of different emotions when your parent has passed away. You love them, but you also remember some hard times, too. But she realizes at this point that her mother really encouraged her, tried to get her to be her very best, and showed her a lot of love.
It is human nature to focus on the negative things. We probably only think, oh, they were so mean to us. They never let us do what we wanted. And of course, we forget about all the wonderful things they did to us or for us. And now she starts to realize this. And this also allows her to realize that her mother actually encouraged her and showed her love, even though it didn't seem to be too obvious at the time. It was very subtle. And this realization allows her to forgive her mother, even though her mother is already gone, but she forgives her for seemingly never being satisfied with her achievements. And this certainly sounds very familiar. It seems that parents are never satisfied, constantly complaining about their students or their children's performance. Nothing's ever good enough. It's something that happens to everybody. So believe me, folks, you're not the only ones out there, not only people here in Taiwan, but all over the world. But here she realizes that, well, yeah, she did complain a lot, but she also helped me out, too. That's the hard part to realize.
Yeah, one of the things all kids have to remember, even after you've grown up and you're an adult, you have to remember your parents kept pushing you and wanted you to do better and better just because they loved you and they cared about you. They wanted the best for you. But it doesn't feel like that when you're growing up. It seems like they're just criticizing you all the time, and they're never happy with what you do. Well, this was a good chance for June to look back at her mom and appreciate what her mom had done for her. Now, here's another story. Here's Waverly. She's one of the American-born daughters. She gave up chess, the game of chess, to get back at her mother, Lindo. When you get back at someone, it means you do something to hurt someone you feel has hurt you in the past. You could say, I'm going to get you back for this. I remember saying that to my brothers and sisters, actually, growing up. I felt like they'd hurt me and I was going to hurt them back as soon as I had the chance. Well, this hurt her mother. Her mother felt she was very talented at the game of chess, but she gave it up just to get mad at her mom, to get back at her and say, you're not going to boss me around. I'm going to do what I want.
Yeah, I think I remember the line from the movie. It said, I'll never play chess again. You can't make me.
Ooh.
So she was trying to get back at her mother, but this didn't really work. It did not succeed because her mother was as strong-minded as she. And now, as an adult, Waverly blames Lindo's constant criticism for ruining her marriage. If you ruin something, you destroy it, okay? So here she's blaming her mother for destroying her marriage. Maybe she thinks that the mother did not approve of her choice for a husband, or she was constantly interfering or whatever. But in any case here, she blames her mother. It ruined her marriage. They got divorced. And it's all your fault, Mom. If you hadn't done this or that, we'd still be married happily.
Yeah, and so what Waverly does is she confronts her mother. If you confront someone, you usually walk up right to him and say, hey, I know what you're doing, and you can't get away with this. You can also confront a problem, which just means you face it and you try to deal with it. But usually when we say someone's confronting someone else, it means they're going up to them and saying, I know what is going on, and I'm not going to take it. Well, she confronts her mother, which probably is tough on her mom, and she leaves her mom feeling really baffled and saddened because her mother, Lindo, just feels like she's being truthful when she criticizes her daughter. Again, parents criticize us sometimes just because they want us to improve. They want us to change and be happier, to get better. But, of course, Waverly, the daughter, just feels angry that her mom is always telling her what she's doing wrong. Now, if you make someone feel baffled, you make them feel kind of confused, like they don't know what's going on. Well, that poor mom feels so sad. She felt like she was just trying to help her daughter. But eventually, the mother and daughter do make up. When you say two people make up, it means they've had a fight recently, but they're able to get together and resolve their issue. They are able to repair their relationship. So that's the good news. They were able to get together, talk it out a little bit more, and now they've made up. They're friends again.
Mm-hmm. So maybe she realizes that her mother was just being cruel to be kind. Sometimes you got to be hard on people for their own good. Okay, everybody, we'll continue talking about the plot of the Joy Luck Club in our next program. But right now, our Chinese teacher is going to talk to you, and then we'll be back to say goodbye.
这段呢是要从四对母女当中的第一对，也就是苏苑跟 June 之间的故事讲起。他说 ,The novel opens with June. Open 是打开，那这边就是指小说是以什么来开始呢？后面加介系词 with 是以 June 这个女孩子来开始，那后面接的是 learning。Learning 这是一个分词，那因为这边呢 ,learn 得知是 June 主动得知，所以必须要用 V-I-N-G。好，我们再往下。我们知道呢 ，June 她后来受托去找她的两位双胞胎的姐妹。当时她母亲已经过世了。好，我们注意到这里有一个 passed away，pass away 就代表过世。那后来呢 ，June comes to re-examine her relationship。注意到这个字 re 是再一次这个字根，那后面加 examine 表示再度的检视，检视他跟他母亲之间的关系。As she prepares to set off, set off 这个片语代表是启程、出发。那当他准备出发的时候呢，他就了解到说，苏苑他是怎么样的鼓励他，怎么样的对他表示他对母亲对他的爱。好，最后这一句又提到说，This allows her to forgive her mother. This 这个指称词指的也就是前面对于他母亲的爱的这个理解，让他呢原谅了他的妈妈。后面 for 表示一个原因， seemingly never being satisfied with her achievements. Seeming 这个字就是从你已知的情况看起来是，也就是显然是，相当于 apparently。因为呢，很显然的，他的妈妈一直对他都是很不满意的。接下来这一段呢，是要看第二对母女，也就是 Lindo 跟 Waverly 之间的关系。那我们提到 Waverly 呢，他小时候呢，他放弃了西洋棋 to get back at her mother。 这个片语 get back at somebody 就是去扳回一城，要报复谁，因为他伤害过你。那这个地方当然指他们的母女之间，他总觉得母亲好像以前伤害了他，所以他故意放弃西洋棋，想要借此来报复他妈妈。因为 because her mother is as strong-minded as she is。 好，注意到 strong-minded 这是一个复合形容词，就是表示一个人不容易受影响的，而且呢他脾气是很硬的。那有时候我们会说一个人是 narrow-minded， 意思就是这个人很小心眼，心地狭窄，或者是说他是 open-minded， 表示他心胸很开阔。继续呢说到Waverly 呢，他 blames Lindo's constant criticism for ruining her marriage。 blame 是责怪，那责怪后面表示为了什么缘故是加 for。 继续呢，这边他提到 Waverly 他跟他的妈妈摊牌， leaving Lindo， 这个 leave 这个分词后面会加一个受词 Lindo， 让 Lindo 怎么样呢？ baffled and saddened 表示困惑的或者是很悲伤的。那这里呢就是一个 VOC 动词加受词再加补语的句型。
Now, today we've been talking about The Joy Luck Club, which is a novel written by Amy Tan. And this is actually one of the few novels I've actually read, folks. So it's got to be good if I'd read it, because I usually don't read novels, you know. And I usually have a pretty short attention span when I do read books. So if I could get through this novel, any of you could as well. So I recommend this book to you. It's pretty easy reading. And if you don't want to read the book, well, you can always see the movie and you can learn some English that way too, and learn something about your mother in the process.
Yeah, go get the DVD. It's still out there in the stores.
Well, thank you for joining us, everybody. Please join us again next time when we continue to talk about the Joy Luck Club. For English Digest, I'm Tom.
I'm Stephanie.
Goodbye.
Bye.